USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States recently crossed $5 a gallon for the first time. Speaking from just outside his vacation home in Delaware, President Biden shares his thoughts on how high energy prices could incentivize people to invest in renewables.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy, electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be, my team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and try to get an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
Today marks a national observance of the Juneteenth holiday. Juneteenth became a federal holiday when President Biden signed the legislation last year. Parades and celebrations taking place across the country. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollar at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490.
The pain goes on for some travelers as the Juneteenth holiday weekend wraps up. FlightAware saying there have been more than 500 cancellations for flights within, into, or out of the United States Monday. The number of delays is hovering around 1,500. The delays being caused by weather and a pilot shortage. A good guy with a gun is being called a hero in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Austin police are reporting a Texas gun owner defended himself and another woman from a teenager who allegedly tried to rob them at gunpoint in Austin, Texas last week. 17-year-old Jalen Reed is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Reed was already convicted of a series of robberies in 2021. Police say he was released from juvenile detention on May 27th. He cut off an ankle monitor 2 days later, then committed 9 robberies in 5 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A steady increase of opioid overdose deaths is prompting the Department of Health and Human Services to allocate $10 million to rural communities to address the situation. Appearing on Fox and Friends First, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile says drug trafficking across the southern border is hurting all states.
The problems this administration's creating at the U.S.-Mexico border are impacting not only the communities at the border, and we saw that firsthand, they're impacting every city in the United States of America.
Minnesota issued executive heat warnings over the weekend, particularly in the Twin Cities and surrounding suburbs, as temperatures rose into the mid-90s. St. Cloud-based central care doctor George Morris describing some of the symptoms of heat exhaustion or heat stroke.
I don't feel right. I feel tired. I'm sweaty. I'm clammy. My pulse is going a little faster. And then at a point in time, many people actually stop. They stop sweating.
That heat wave now pushing east across the Mississippi River Valley and the Mid-South. Temperatures in the 90s are expected from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. Cities including Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City could see 100-degree heat by Tuesday. As you head off on vacation, take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.